The nature of forecasting and the bullwhip effect. Forecasting is a prediction of the future, and the future is uncertain. While the results of the past are no guarantee of the results of the future, many forecasts indeed project past results forward. It should be obvious from this that forecasting has a high degree of uncertainty, and actual results often vary from predicted ones. In fact, it is often said that forecasts are always wrong. While by chance forecasts are right on occasion, there is more often some variance in one direction or the other to a larger or smaller amount. Forecasts have variability because consumers are themselves unpredictable. Even those who buy the same things habitually may buy from a competitor or vary their purchase location, timing, and quantities. A forecast and its historical degree of error are often stated together. Forecasts can also be biased. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines bias as a consistent deviation from the mean in one direction, high or low. A normal property of a good forecast is that it is not biased. Some forms of forecasts are based on management or salesperson expert judgment, and this could be overly optimistic or deliberately understated to make surpassing goals easier. Even purely quantitative forecasts can have bias over a particular time frame. For example, a time series forecast predicts that a historical trend will continue indefinitely, so it will always lie behind a change in the market. A driver chosen as a forecast predictor might be weighted too heavily or might correlate by coincidence rather than be a true cause and effect relationship. Finally, forecasting costs money. More elaborate methods with greater data requirements or more group participation will have a higher cost to produce. Forecasting processes need to produce savings in lower variability that are greater than the funds expended to perform the analysis. There are two important principles of forecasting to remember that will help when deciding on how best to forecast and how much to rely on the forecast results. Aggregate forecasts, such as forecasts of product families or other groups, are more reliable than granular forecasts of individual items. This is because the high forecast variances for individual items in the aggregation will tend to be canceled out by the low forecast variances for other items in the group. This is why things like lean and postponement are so powerful. Requirements common to the entire product family can be planned more accurately. Forecasting into the future becomes inherently less reliable. Longer-term forecasts are often needed for long-term planning purposes, but forecast users need to place less reliance on them because events further out in the future have more uncertainty. More random factors can come into play. This is why long-term loans pay a higher interest rate than short-term loans. More things could go wrong in that longer time frame. Here are some ways to improve forecasting accuracy. Check data sources and data input methods and results for accuracy and reliability. Poor data will result in an unreliable forecast. This is often referred to as garbage in, garbage out, GIGO. Use demand history rather than sales history. Demand can be estimated starting with sales history, less sales returns, plus unfulfilled orders and orders shipped from alternate locations due to local stockouts, plus an estimate of missed sales due to stockouts. Use information on consumer, ultimate customer, demand rather than intermediate customer, for example, DC orders. Include a margin of error in units and or monetary amounts with each forecast to get people used to looking at accuracy. Adhere to organizational targets for forecast quality and acceptable error rates, and adjust methods when a forecast is missing its targets. Track the accuracy of forecasts before and after expert modifications to see if there has been an improvement whenever a blend of quantitative and qualitative forecasting is used. Keep forecast models as simple as possible. Needless complexity increases chances for error and may not improve the model. Improve underlying demand data and forecasts using input from internal stakeholders, such as incorporating the impact of the promotion plan for marketing, new product launches from research and development, capacity and supply plans from production, and inventory status from warehousing. S&OP can be used to make this happen. Communicate better with external stakeholders and work to better understand the genuine requirements of customers, including communicating about what changes in data collection or forecast techniques could improve forecast accuracy, such as incorporating artificial intelligence, AI, or demand sensing technologies. Incorporating market intelligence is the key to fine-tuning a forecast. In the long term, work towards some form of collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, possibly replacing partner forecasts with a common forecast. Improve the visibility of forecasts for both internal and external stakeholders. In general, the best way to develop reliable enough forecasts is to define the requirements clearly, develop a sound process for forecasting, test assumptions, and share data among supply chain members. The bullwhip effect. The bullwhip effect is an extreme change in the supply position upstream, generated by a small change in demand downstream. Partial definition from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The bullwhip effect is mainly an issue with make-to-stock production. It is caused by a lack of communication upstream regarding ultimate demand information or of plans such as discounts and promotions. When the only upstream communications are between neighboring echelons, and this is just in the form of orders rather than actual demand, any variability in order sizes creates even greater variability upstream, especially since lot sizes tend to increase as one moves farther upstream. The lead time between order placement and arrival at each echelon also influences the bullwhip effect.